276, declare intent to initiate a local improvement district formation proceedings to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements from Northeast 3rd Avenue to Northeast Cooch Street in the Northeast Cooch Court Local Improvement District.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hale, Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. I'm joined here with Geraldine Moyle from the Portland Development Commission, and I have a very short presentation. I'm going to try to get through it in 60 seconds. We also have Damian Crowder here from PDC as well. We have 100% petition support for this LID. So Geraldine's going to walk you through very quickly the first couple of slides, and then I'll wrap up. Oh, here's Damian now.
Great. So we'll just give you a quick summary of the Burnside Bridgehead. You might all recall that in 2009, we kind of reinvented the project with the establishment of the framework plan, which set the intent for the bridgehead to, one, be a catalyst for other development in the area, to have complementary uses, and to support the entrepreneurial focus of the district. So we started that with the Eastside Exchange Building, which opened in October last year with Beam Development, and we issued an RFP in 2010 for the remainder of the 4-acre, 4-block property. One of the things that's come out of our framework plan is we currently have active projects on all 4 parcels, all 4 blocks of the Burnside Bridgehead. And with that project, or with those projects, we need some immediate direct access from Cooch into the development. Without Cooch Court, you kind of have to wind your way through the north end of the Central East Side to actually get into the Burnside Bridgehead project. Another project that was identified for the site was Northeast Davis Extension. That has proven to be very costly and not appropriate at this time, and so the Cooch Court provides that direct access into the site. And finally, I would say, as part of our agreement with our development partners on all 4 blocks, we have an agreement in those development agreements and purchase and sale agreements that they would participate in the local improvement district, and you'll see that in Andrew's summary report as well.
So yesterday, Portland Monthly came out, and one of the hot new neighborhoods they're predicting is Burnside Bridgehead. It was very interesting to read that yesterday. So as Geraldine mentioned, we not only had development agreements, but I went ahead and sent out petitions. So in addition to the development agreement, all the property owners petitioned in favor. This is the aerial view of where we plan to put in the new connection, and I have some maps that will illustrate it in a little bit more detail. So the whole reason that this came about is before we did the Burnside-Cooch couplet, we had a grid here, but we had to close off Cooch Court because we didn't want to have a three-way intersection there at Cooch Court where, Cooch Street, where Cooch Street now comes onto the Burnside Bridge. We didn't want to just have a lot of different turning movement there at that intersection. So now what you look at here is you can see that Cooch Street wraps onto the Burnside Bridge. There's a little stub of Cooch Street that doesn't really do anything. And then what we're proposing now is essentially to have picked up where the old intersection was a few years ago and just slide it a little bit to the east and make a one-way westbound connection. And then just to wrap up this discussion here, this is a map of where we did a traffic study to see who would use the new connection. The assessment methodology is on a traffic volume basis. And we looked at all the parcels in both blue and green. And in the end, we decided to just go ahead and only petition the properties that were immediately developing. It didn't seem to be good use of our time to go to a property owner who had one accessible trip and asked them to chip in $900 and then, explain the whole LID process. So it was just sort of more efficient to just narrow down the conversation to those who were immediately developing. And then last but not least, this is the last slide. You can see that little purple serpentine connection there in the top part of the page. That is the Northeast Second Place connection that we evaluated. $1.9 million project cost. Over 4 times as expensive as Northeast Cooch Court with a third fewer trip per day using it. A lot of project risk. We just really weren't comfortable making that very big ask of the property owner. So I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Questions for Andrew, the team?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. We're easy today. Thank you. Is there anyone else signed up to testify on this?
No one signed up.
Okay. Thank you all. This then passes the second reading.
Mayor, this is a resolution.
So roll call on the resolution.
Fritz?
Thank you very much for your work and for this concise presentation. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you. This is a very important piece of real estate in Portland's future, according to Portland Monthly, and I think according to what we all sort of sense. So thank you for making this even more easy to develop and do great housing and retail and everything else. Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Yeah, this is about to become an interesting part of town. So thank you for making that happen. Aye. Thank you. Okay.